Proclamation number 8982, dated the May 25th, 1965. The extent of the natural disaster before the end. You should all prepare yourselves for the end, so that you will at least be able to enter the kingdom of the beyond with a small glimmer of realization. Only a short time will pass, but this fully suffices if you have the goodwill to achieve your transformation into love. You will have ample opportunity for this as soon as my intervention has taken place, as soon as you are afflicted by a natural disaster which dwarfs all previous events. You cannot possibly imagine what will happen, and yet, you should believe that my voice will resound most powerfully, with which I shall speak to you humans just once more before the final end arrives. It will mean a terrible experience for all of you. Only my own will not be affected as much, because their faith is so strong that they entrust themselves to me completely, and therefore will also always receive the help they expect. And then every person will have the opportunity to practice unselfish love in order to still achieve full maturity, for there will be very much hardship, and everyone will be able to help, if only with comforting words of encouragement which refer people to a God of love who only requires a trusting prayer to him in order to be able to visibly demonstrate his help to them. For whatever you can still give to a person in a spiritual sense will help his soul and save him from the dreadful fate of a new banishment. But you will also be able to help them in an earthly way, for the resolve to help will also place you into a state of being able to help, for where human will is unable to help, I still have countless helpers at my disposal who will look after you in remarkable ways. I only require firm faith from you, and you'll have this when you realize that everything I predicted is coming to pass, and when you therefore hand yourselves over body and soul and only want to work for me and my kingdom. And this time should be used well by you. You should constantly practice love, which again and again will give you strength. You should only ever think of your souls, because you don't know for how long you will still be allowed to live on earth, since the time left to you can only be limited, especially if you cannot attain the strength of faith which enables you to endure until the end. In that case, my mercy will be greater if I call you away from this world ahead of time. If you can still enter the kingdom of the beyond, where it will yet be possible for you to progress, but where you will not be at risk of descending into the abyss again in the end, for I fight for every soul and know its will, and thus I also know where there is still a possibility of salvation, and I will certainly make use of this. Only one thing I cannot do: I cannot forcibly release you from my adversary's hands. For he has the same right over you because you once followed him of your own free will. And thus I can only ever just help those of you who want to release yourselves from his control. And I will truly do so by every means, for alone the fact that you are being informed of the approaching immense adversity, that you can increase your strength through prayer if you believe in it, is a very significant help. For you all are capable of uniting yourselves with me in prayer, of appealing to your Father that he should grant you the mercy of not becoming quite as badly affected by this natural event, which is at all times in my power. And every such prayer sent to me in spirit and in truth will be granted by me. This is why not all people will be equally affected, and my will shall visibly express itself and also strengthen the faith of those who are still doubtful. Yet even those who don't believe will begin to wonder. Their hatred towards the believers will increase and subsequently degenerate into hostility, which my own will also have to suffer. Nevertheless, they have my guaranteed protection, because as long as they work for me and my kingdom, I will also know how to guide their steps so that they will not remain unsuccessful, and the souls which received help from them in their spiritual and earthly adversity will be very thankful to them. Amen.